got to put an 8 or a 10 inch to help mitigate fire protection. So that's what this charge is for.
So it's for the fire
hydrant. You know what? We call it a fire hydrant, fire protection fee. It's more than just fire hydrants, right? It's the whole entire water system. The pumps are a little bit bigger so that we can pump water faster to put the fire out. The size of the pipes are a little bit bigger so that we can supply more water to put fires out. The fire hydrants are pretty much there for that fire protection. So it's a fire protection fee that you're paying for the upcharges of the
heavy duty equipment
to pay for that heavy duty equipment, fires out.
So then you must have to have something on the water tower or something in the system that says we need a lot of water because we have a big fire.
Correct. We have our wells that kick on and off, and when they get to certain levels, we have a small well and a big well. Some of that's got to be manually turned on if there is a fire, but that's where that charge comes from. I just want to make sure, because you're going to see public fire protection, and as a human, your brain is going to go to, that's for the new fire truck that we just bought, or that's to pay for a fire haul. Nope, that's for the ability to supply water to your property and everyone else's property through the fire hydrants and through the mains.
All right. Wow, a lot of good information there. And again, that meeting coming up on June 30th with the PSC. That is Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis. It's 9 o'clock. ABC News is next. You're listening to WRDN Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 240 people fear dead in northwest India following a plane crash in the city of Ahmedabad. The plane went down just after takeoff and hit a residential neighborhood. ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney has more on what we know.
Pilot had 8,200 hours of experience. This was an 11-year-old plane, and it was loaded with fuel. It was going from India to London Gatwick Airport. That's roughly a 10-hour flight, so you can imagine with all that fuel and you have impact with the building, the explosion there. We don't know about the co-pilot yet.
The police chief in that city says it's believed no one survived. American personnel and their families being pulled from embassies and bases in parts of the Middle East as tensions escalate between Iran and Israel, the UN's nuclear watchdog censuring Iran over its nuclear enrichment. Protests over federal immigration enforcement raids go on. The curfew in downtown LA remains in effect. This is ABC News. Family members of the 49 people who were killed when a gunman opened fire on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando were allowed back in to see the space last night. One woman says it was heartbreaking, but she needed to see where her son took his final breaths. The massacre happened 9 years ago, and the building will be razed to make way for a permanent memorial. The entire board that decides the prestigious Fulbright Scholarship has resigned, accusing the Trump administration of interference. Here's something you probably never thought of. A man in Florida, police say, tried to be a flight attendant so he could fly for free. ABC's Andrew Dimber explains.
A Florida man has been convicted after falsely posing as a flight attendant to book more than 120 free flights. Federal prosecutors say Tyron Alexander accessed websites meant for flight crews to arrange free travel on major airlines. He was found guilty on charges of wire fraud and entering a secure area of an airport under false pretenses. He's facing up to 30 years in federal prison.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platform.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. new lawsuit accuses Elon Musk of a brazen scheme to bribe Wisconsinites to vote in the state Supreme Court race. Filed in Dane County Circuit Court, the suit alleges Musk and his affiliated political organizations engaged in a conspiracy to violate state laws against election bribery and unlawful lotteries. A Milwaukee-based dog rescue has allegedly been secretly euthanizing animals under its care. An investigation by the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel shows Rescue Gang, a group founded in 2014, has had multiple dogs in its care put to sleep without notifying its members who help foster animals. And get ready for more passengers and more time in line at the airport this summer. WKOW-TV reports the Transportation Security Administration expects 3 to 6% more Wisconsinites will be flying for travel this summer. That means people will need to be ready for more people on flights and less room in overhead bins.
Fleet Farm is the place to stock up on supplies for all your furry and feathered friends. Get a 40-pound bag of Sprout Mixed Bits cat food for just $25.99. Save $5 on all bags of Nutrisource dry dog food. And for you backyard birders, 20 pounds of KT Basic Blend bird food is now only $11.99. Count on your local Fleet Farm for the best prices guaranteed on all your feed, seed, and pet care needs. And find even more weekly deals at fleetfarm.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Also a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high right around 74. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-70s. If you want the best barbecue in town, get the sauce made from Grandpa's secret recipe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, it's amazing. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Thanks, Sean. On the way, we're going to chat with the Peterson family and the Peterson Family Dairy. They're the host of this Saturday's Pierce County Dairy Breakfast, and we'll be chatting with them with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's coming up next. First, here's Colin Ray.
When I saw you buying Cosmo and a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
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 Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And good Thursday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We continue our spotlight of the Peterson Family Dairy. And thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our Dairy Farm Family Spotlights. And the Peterson Family Dairy is this Saturday's Pierce County Dairy Breakfast hosts. And the farm just off of Highway 29, just between River Falls and Prescott, just outside of River Falls. And this time Bradley joins us, Bradley Peterson, and he's kind of in charge of all the agronomy, and that's actually pretty darn important because, well, he's kind of growing what the cows are eating, so he's got kind of a big responsibility, not only for that, but that means he's got to keep the land safe and the water safe too, because remember, all those 300 dairy cows are drinking the same water that the family is, and they need to keep it safe. And Bradley, well, thanks for joining us. So tell us a little bit about how many acres you're actually cropping right now.
We run close to 2,000 acres, give or take. Own a good portion of that. We mainly grow over 1,000 acres of corn, a few hundred of alfalfa, a couple hundred of wheat, generally soft red winter wheat, okay. And a few hundred of soybeans. So
tell me about how your soil, with 2,000 acres, you probably have a wide variety of soil types, because out here in western Wisconsin, we can have the sand, we can have the clay, we can have a mixture, or we can have every other row is something different.
Yes, with the glaciated soils around here, we do have a wide variety. Right where the farm is here, it's mainly sand. We're in the lower valley here, and a lot of highly productive sand if it has enough water. You go up in elevation on these hill fields, and it's tight clay, so we get to experience the best of everything.
And because of these hills, and the farm is in the Kinnekinnick River watershed, the river's very close by, there's, I'm betting, a lot of things you have to do to, one, protect that sandy soil from eroding, but also to prevent runoff. So tell us a little bit about some of the things you do to protect that soil and to prevent the runoff.
Yeah, I'm part of the South Kinney Farmer-Led Watershed Group as well. I have helped that with its starting up probably 10 years ago now, and we've got a pretty good following here. And we've worked hard to initially work on runoff by planting cover crops, putting in physical structures like small dams, waterways, that type of stuff. Now we're looking also at drinking water and groundwater systems and trying to keep nitrates and stuff out. So we're doing a lot more side dress type applications, in season applications of the nitrogen that like corn and stuff will use. We're also utilizing the cover crops too to hold some nutrients throughout the early springtime and late fall, and so doing a lot of things focused on conservation around here, especially we're right near the Kinnekinnick trout stream, so that's a high priority, and then also just trying to be good stewards of the land.
Tell us about the cover crops. What do you plant for cover crops?
We do a little bit of rye. Generally speaking, we use the soft red winter wheat. We keep some seed back. Most of the wheat gets sold to the flour mills, but we do keep some back for our cover crop use. And then we do plant following wheat sometimes. We'll plant like clover, radishes, some of those type of products if we're going to be transitioning into corn. Otherwise, we'll fall seed alfalfa for the cows. So
with the manure, because that's really the ultimate in recycling. Okay, you know, you grow these crops, feed them to the cows, the manure goes back to basically where it came from. So how do you explain how the process is of spreading that manure, and when you know it's okay, we can do it or we can't do it? How does that work?
Well, there's a lot of regulation in Wisconsin regarding safe practices, you know, a certain winter spreading on certain slopes and a lot of those things. But generally, we have a lagoon to store it year-round so we can pick better times to apply it, like the spring before the crops are in and in the fall after they're off. But generally, we try to watch the weather and plan for some good windows when the soil is a little more dry, and we typically inject all of our manure into the soil, so we're not surface applying it, minimizes risks of runoff. And lately, we've been working with what they consider in the industry now a low disturbance manure injection process, where we try to do very minimum tillage with our injecting of the manure application, and then we can follow up with more or less a no-till type planting practice of the corn.
Talking with Bradley Peterson, himself, his brother and sister, owners of the Peterson Family Dairy. They're the hosts of the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday. And again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin supporting our Dairy Farm Family Spotlight. The farm is wanting to go even more green and even provide more protection on runoff and nutrient management with a digester. Tell us a little bit. I know this is a project kind of just starting, but tell us about this.
Yeah, we've got a partnership with a outside company that is building a digester on our farm site, and we will supply them with manure kind of as an inoculant for their process, and they will be bringing in about 10 semi-loads a day of human food waste. So food from processing facilities that doesn't meet grade or expired, or perishable foods that need to be disposed of. So trying to keep that out of the landfills or other places. And we can use the nutrients on our field as fertilizer for our crops. And this company will be pulling the gas off to sell renewable natural gas into the main natural gas pipeline for the community to use.
And now, this is something that is actually very, it's really kind of different, because by using that food waste, you're preventing it from going into the landfill, which does that. It still creates methane, but there's no control over it. So this is actually, you're kind of doing two things at once here.
Yes, and another great benefit is we're not burying that fertilizer in landfills as well. We can utilize that to grow another crop. So most of America's fertilizers come from overseas, and so the carbon footprint of getting fertilizer to River Falls, Wisconsin is substantial. So being able to reuse that fertilizer is a great asset.
We're talking with Bradley Peterson, his brother and sister. They're owners of the Peterson Family Dairy just outside of River Falls off of Highway 29. They're hosts of this Saturday's Pierce County Dairy Breakfast. One of the things with the crops, I guess I failed to ask you, and I just thought of this, because you have four crops. A lot of farmers, it's corn, soybeans, alfalfa. But you've added the wheat as this cover crop. So do you do a crop rotation through the fields, and how do you determine that?
Yes, and generally speaking, the acres around our dairy farm will run like a 3 years or so of alfalfa, and then we'll no-till plant corn in there, and we'll run that for a couple of years, corn for grain or corn for silage, depending on where the field is and what we need at the time for the cows, and then we'll... The last year that it's in corn, we'll harvest it with the chopper for forage in early September. We'll plant the winter wheat, no-till in some winter wheat into that field. And then the following summer, we'll harvest that winter wheat for grain and straw. And then we'll no-till our alfalfa in there. So we're right back on the beginning of another 3-year cycle of alfalfa.
Now, with the wheat, I'm betting you have to do a lot of soil testing to see what's out there. That's also another part of this, so you don't overdo it. But I always heard wheat's really hard on the soil. So do you have to do anything special after that soft red winter wheat is grown? Or is it not as hard as what I'm thinking? I might be thinking of the hard red winter wheat or the old, you know, just the regular, the spring wheat. Is it really hard on the soil?
I don't know if it's too much more than other crops, but we do like to follow up with, you know, going into alfalfa, which is a legume, or I'll put in if we're going to continue into corn or something, I'll put in a medium red clover type cover crop that will be terminated in the spring. And those legume crops do phenomenal work in rejuvenating the soil. So we're always watching that. And like you say, the soil testing, we're on an intense soil testing program here. So we're always sampling to see what our nutrient levels are and only applying what we need. And it works out pretty well because then we can put the right amount of commercial fertilizers and or these organic recycled manure or digestate type products.
And really, it just makes sense because if you over-fertilize, you don't get anything out of it. No, by the way, you could potentially have issues with soil and water. And at the same time, why waste the money? And that hurts, too. And you have to keep that in mind.
The retailers like selling it, but if you don't need it, you don't buy it.
Talking with Bradley Peterson this morning from the Peterson Family Dairy, as they are the host of this Saturday's Pierce County Dairy Breakfast. And the farm just outside of River Falls off of Highway 29. Michelle and Parker are going to join us here for tomorrow morning's spotlight as we talk a little bit about life here on the farm and some of the things that the family's doing, specifically the dairy breakfast on Saturday and what we're all going to see here at the Peterson Family Dairy. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to WRDN.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that the average cow generates more than $21,000 a year in economic activity? These dollars are used throughout our communities, helping to support schools, roads, and local businesses. The dairy industry accounts for nearly 40% of all Wisconsin agriculture jobs. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This Dairy Month message is brought to you by Martin's Transport of Mondovi. Looking for a new career? It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Visit martin.com for more information.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair is back July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Experience 5 full days of rides, food, animals, free attractions, and family fun. Plus, the Lina Kugel main stage brings you Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets and details at NWSFA.com. Make it a summer to remember. We'll see you at the fair.
I learned a lot of life lessons from my dad.
He's been there my entire life, and he's been a great example of what a father should be.
He always embraced and taught me to be a cowboy.
Dad has the weight of the world on his shoulders.
The guy is extremely talented and very knowledgeable.
He's a good man and a strong man who's not afraid to do what he needs to do for his family.
It ain't easy every day, and he dang sure made it look easy.
And I'll always be thankful for that.
Boot Barn, keep west.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Music producer David Foster is considered one of the best in the business. So how does he keep creating those hits?
I'm going to get a better vocal
out of this person than anybody's ever gotten before or anybody ever will get. And of course, it's not true, but that's my mantra going in.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you.
I just had to call and say I got your letter. And I understood almost every line. You said TLC is what you missed from me. You won't back in my arms, PDQ. Now, ooh, I love this game. Them three letters by your name, L-O-A. What does that say? She said, oh, not mean to make it hard to understand. I've been gone so long. I want you to know I miss my man. Oh, yes, I do. And that message for you tells you what I'm gonna do when I get home. I said, oh, baby, I do love you. And I'm always amazed the way we feel. And I, T-G-I-L, thank God I found you when I did. Yes, I do. In three letters by your name, I will give you just the same when you get home. Oh, yes, I will. Hello,
from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Shirt off, swimming in moped jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the whittle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you, you.
like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Randy Hauser running out of moonlight, 938. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's run down today in history for this June 12th, 1923. Harry Houdini frees himself from a straitjacket while suspended 40 feet in the air. Also, 1931, Al Capone indicted on 5,000 counts of prohibition, tax evasion, and perjury. Yeah, see, they used the accountants to get him. Well, the murder and all that other stuff, they never could get him on that. But this, well, they let the IRS tax accountants go to work, and they got him. 1939, the Baseball Hall of Fame dedicated in Cooperstown, New York. 1942, Anne Frank received her famous diary for her 13th birthday. 1965, Sonny and Cher made their first appearance on American Bandstand, and boy, did it help their career out. In 1978, serial killer David Berkowitz, also known as the Son of Sam, sentenced to 25 years to life for each of the six murders he was convicted of in New York City. In 2000, the Recording Industry Association of America and the National Music Publishers Association sued Napster, demanding the online music trading company remove all major record label songs from its MP3 digital music trading database. And finally, mobster Harry Hill died in the state in 2012. At the age of 69, he had been an FBI informant and an inspiration for the film Goodfellas. So what happened on this date in history? Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. Market update being brought to you in part by the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley and Ennobus Silo.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Ennobus Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Ennobus Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Ennobus Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Ennobus Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Milk markets are mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. July milk down 11 to 1814. August down 12 to 1870. September down 7 to 1903. October steady at 1916. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are higher in the nearby, set lower in deferreds. Feeder cattle higher in the nearby, but lower in deferreds. Still a little bit of a sell-off in many of the deferred live and feeder cattle contracts as the trade's still somewhat concerned about demand and other fundamentals. Hogs, though, continue to move mostly higher as still some strong consumer demand expected. Higher pork cutout values also helping. There's also some positioning as well in all of the agriculture markets due to that WASDE report that will be released today. June live cattle up 95 cents to 228.77. August feeder cattle up 10 cents to 311.17. June hogs up 35 cents to 103.72. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly higher. Now, the weather forecast does remain mostly favorable into June over the next 2 weeks, and then forecast models are calling for a warm, wet pattern. The lack of any weather threats a limiting factor for grain prices, but demand is still good. There's also, again, that crop report coming up here later on today, so we do have some positioning, but there is a little bit of support as well for the markets. New crop corn up 1.5 to 441.25. New crop beans up 5.5 to 1034.75. July wheat up 1.5 to 535.75.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is one of our calves here at Wheezy Brothers Farms, and my name is Madison. My great-grandfather bought the land, and my grandfather and his brothers began milking dairy cows here in 1982. I want to continue that strong passion for dairy farming, and I want to be able to pass that love and passion on to my kids someday.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Also, a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high right around 74. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-70s. If you want the best barbecue in town, get the sauce made from Grandpa's secret recipe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, it's amazing. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. Says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through.
Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand, we had a neon night slow dance. You'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up.
got a Cabernet with your name on it. A slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Josh Ross and Single Again, 9:51. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. This reminder, hey, Music at the Park starting next week. Our very first Music at the Park. It'll be on Wednesday of next week, 6 to 9 at Memorial Park at the Band Shell. Chris Cruzy performing. So that'll be from 6 to 9. There'll also be food and refreshments as well. You can always visit the Drandon Perma Group's Facebook page for more information on that. But, yep, it's that time of year. Time for some Music in the Park. Okay, so the state archives. We have one in Wisconsin. There's one in Minnesota. We really don't have an official city archives or city or county archives. I guess you could use the Pepin County Historical Society and the Heritage Center as our archives. And there's always interesting things that are in some of those archives. Well, in Delaware, the Delaware Public Archives is now highlighting some of the state's unusual treasures, quote unquote. This is something I think maybe the Heritage Center, I wonder if they could do something like that here in Pepin County. It's the name of a new digital exhibit. It invites the public to take a close look at the quirky, curious, and captivating side of Delaware's history. Items include an 1821 act that imposed a tax on bachelors. Really? Oh, I'm sorry there, Brian, you're single. You're going to have to pay us for that. See ya. Also, there are Braille embossed maps. Now, that kind of makes sense. Okay. And there's... I don't know. I wonder if the city of Durand has something like this. A license to plunder. They have a revolutionary era privateer's, quote, license to plunder. So if you were in the Revolutionary War, I'm on the, you know, give me liberty or give me death. Well, here you go. But I'm going to go after the British stuff to steal it. Well, you got to have a license for that, sir. Thank you very much. A license to plunder. Wow. The exhibit is available online through the Delaware Public Archives website. I'm a history nut. That is, I want to see the license to plunder. I really want to see that.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know the first dairy cow in America arrived in the Jamestown colony in 1611? Until the 1850s, nearly every family had its own cow. Now, while you could walk the family cow upstairs, you couldn't get it back down to the pasture because a cow's knees are unable to bend properly to walk downstairs. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building fiber optic smart communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.net for more information.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel. 'Cause I take corners on two wheels. But it's a never-ending circus ride. Faint of heart need not apply.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis and Mi Vida Loca. 9:58. Thank you to Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron and also Duran Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis for joining us this morning. Now, if you missed either of those interviews, they are now available on our podcast. Just go to realcountry1430.com, click on the podcast tab. You will find both of those interviews as well. Coming up here a little bit later on this morning, we'll have our video podcast as well of our interview with the Peterson family. And they are the host of the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast on Saturday at Peterson Family Dairy just south of River Falls. And we'll have that interview again on our video podcast through our website at realcountry1430.com. Go to the video page. You'll find the video podcast page there. You can also download the Podbean app on your smartphone. Subscribe to our audio and video channels. You'll always be notified when we have a new podcast posted. And you can also watch that video as well on any of the other services that you use to watch or listen to podcasts. Happy National Peanut Butter Cookie Day today. Oh, you bet. Peanut butter cookies. Don't forget, use the little fork to smash them down. That's how Grandma used to make them. And oh, add some chocolate to that too. Just saying. On this National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. National and World News from ABC Radio News coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Make it a great Thursday.